Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. It's time for prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. I wanted to share with you J. Vernon McGee's thinkings from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, from his edited Messages on Hebrews by Dr. McGee. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And McGee goes on to say, the Greek word for substance is hypostasis, scientific term opposite of hypothesis or theory. It is that which rests upon fact. So what is the substance? It's the Word of God. If your faith does not rest upon the Word of God, it is not biblical faith at all. It has to rest upon what God says. Actually, it means to believe God. And if you're listening to the J. Vernon McGee Through the Bible program, you know that he's in the book of Hebrews in this month as well. The question that McGee brings up is whether you believe God or not. You can't come up with, I've got intellectual problems, because that doesn't work. The thing that keeps men from the Word of God is sin. It is sin in your life that keeps you from coming to God. It is the heart that needs to believe. It's the heart that believeth unto righteousness. When you are ready to give up your sin, the Holy Spirit will make real to you the Word of God. Paul wrote to the Colossian believers, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians 1:9. To know the will of God is to know the Word of God. He prayed that they might know the Word of God. There were Gnostics in that day that professed to have super knowledge, but Paul said that in Colossians that he wanted them to have super knowledge which was genuine by knowing that the Bible is the Word of God. And he believed that the Holy Spirit would make it real to them. Faith rests upon the Word of God. And the reason the writer to the Hebrews said in Hebrews 10:39, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. There are only two ways to go. Either you're going backwards or you're going forwards. Anything that's alive cannot stand still. And in forests, there are trees that are living and trees that are dead. But you cannot have a live tree unless there's growth and development. Nothing alive is standing still. It can't. The evidence of things not seen. In the Greek, the word is eklegos. It's a legal term meaning evidence that's accepted for conviction. In other words, this would be sufficient evidence for the court to prove your case. And it's extremely difficult to get that evidence. And yet, here it is in Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We see that substance is that which rests upon facts, and then the evidence of things not seen. This is convicting evidence. This is evidence that would prove your case in court. So faith is not a leap in the dark. Faith is not a hope so, wish so, maybe so. It's substance and evidence. Substance for a scientific mind, evidence for a legal mind. So if you really want to believe, you can believe. Now, you can believe a whole lot of foolish things, and folks do. They believe some strange things they see on the internet or television or in magazines or whatever. But God doesn't want you to believe foolish things. He wants your belief, your faith, to rest upon His Word, upon the Word of God. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're told, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank you for watch care over us, for your provision for us. We thank you for our listeners here at WHCB. That you've given to us, that we can minister to by your Holy Spirit's working. And we thank you for those brothers and sisters in Christ that minister to us and this radio station by helping us stay on the air. We thank you for them. Now, Father, we would ask that you would work through the programming, through the music, through the spoken word, through the individuals that are involved here at the station, that you would work through all of these things for the betterment of your people, that you would be bringing people to faith in Jesus Christ through the ministry of WHCB, and that you would be blessing those that are in Christ with an increase in knowledge and wisdom that comes from you. Lord, use WHCB in a mighty way, not only today, but every day. We ask that you would help us to celebrate properly, giving you praise and telling others the truth about Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you and we want to serve you properly. We ask that you would make provision for each of our listeners. Some have some very difficult times. Lord, I've heard so much from so many about their needs. Now, I can't do anything for them, but Lord, I bring their needs to you, and I try to do that on a daily basis. I ask you, Lord, to make provision for them, to bring them the health that they need, to bring them the income that they need, to assist them in their family dynamics, that you would have your will and your way in their lives. Lord, we love you, and we again give you praise and thank you for your provision. And we ask for your special blessing. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.